Welcome to the Laureen Krenn podcast. I'm your host, Laureen Krenn, and I want to support you in deepening your awakening and realizing your fullest potential. Welcome to episode number 24, today with Brian Santiago. Brian is a spiritual teacher that helps people and helps his clients to move beyond their ego, to go beyond their ego, and to realize who they truly are, to realize the essence of our true nature. So thank you for joining the podcast, Brian.
Thank you for having me. Let's go.
Really, really pumped for this. So Brian, my first question to you is, let's go directly into it. How did you become a spiritual teacher? How did this all happen?
It all happened because at one point in my life, I had everything I wanted. And yet inside of me, I was still miserable. I mean, absolutely miserable. And I realized that, wait a minute, is there another way to live besides the way I'm living now? And eventually this question led me to The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And then I realized that for the first time in my life, when I read this book, I didn't have to ask questions anymore. It was just like, yes, this is true. This is true. And since then, I embarked on a spiritual journey, you can say, and I gave it everything I had until I realized that, wait a minute, there is no journey. It's just me. And that's when I realized that I am always myself. I am always awareness.
That's really beautiful. Guys, really listen to this, because this already holds so much truth and wisdom within. Amazing, Brian. So how would you describe the ego in a few sentences that everybody in the audience understands it?
Basically, ego is when you take yourself to be the mind. When you take yourself to be the mind, then the mind speaks for you and it feels like the mind is your voice. And when this happens, then you look at your body and you believe that I am this body. When you adopt this perspective, this is ego.
So I just had an example in my mind. I'm going to ask you if that's ego or not. For example, when you're, let's say you're a man, you're dating with a woman and she suddenly rejects you. She suddenly doesn't want to spend any more time with you. And you start thinking about how unworthy you are. You identify with these thoughts that you're not worthy and she left you because you're not good enough. Is that the ego?
Yes. Basically, the ego is hiding in the little word I. You say, I am unworthy. I am unhappy. I can't believe she left me. When you believe the word I, and you take this word to be yourself, this is ego. This is the core of ego, which is to believe yourself to be the word I, to be a self, to be a person. And this is not the case.
And isn't the mind always talking? Isn't there always a voice inside our mind which says, I am not good enough? Because I always realized that in my meditations, I became aware of this voice inside my mind, which told me repeatedly things which I wasn't even consciously aware of.
Yes, the voice in the head is constant because and only because you believe yourself to be the mind. So if you believe you're the mind, then you need thoughts in order to exist because you believe yourself to be the mind. Now, a realized person realizes that, wait a minute, I am that which allows all thoughts to exist. So even if there is thought or no thoughts in me, it doesn't matter. Because those thoughts are just thoughts. They're not me.
Wow. That means overthinking, repetitive thinking is caused by the ego because the ego identifies itself as mind and mind thinks. Mind is just the producer of thoughts.
Mm-hmm. So in order for your sense of self to continue to exist, you need thoughts to continue to happen. This is ego. When you realize yourself as awareness, slowly but surely, the mind comes to a stop because you don't need the mind anymore to understand what or who you are. You just are, and that's it.
Wow. And do you still have thoughts in that state where you just are realizing yourself as pure awareness, pure consciousness?
Yes, it doesn't matter if you have thoughts or don't have thoughts. Before, it felt like I was trapped by thoughts. Now it feels like I'm in a hot air balloon looking down at my thoughts. So the difference is vast, because when you feel like you're in thoughts, you feel like it's heavy, like you're in a traffic jam. You're driving your car and you're in a traffic jam and it feels heavy. It feels like, crap, I'm in a traffic jam. But when you're in a hot air balloon looking down at the traffic jam, you just say, oh, traffic jam, no big deal. That's what it's like to realize yourself. You realize that I am that which is witnessing the thoughts. And because of that, they're just thoughts. They don't harm me at all, actually.
Wow. That means the only difference between somebody who goes beyond ego, you said the word, you said the sentence, the phrase, realized himself, herself, is that they still have thoughts. They still might have beliefs appearing. They still have experiences happening to them, but they are still realizing themselves as the space, as the awareness that enables all these thoughts and emotions to arise.
Exactly. And it's important to understand that if awareness is not the mind, then obviously the word awareness is not awareness, because the word awareness appears in awareness. So no words can truly describe or capture what awareness is, simply because they all appear in awareness.
Wow. So it is actually that simple to go beyond ego. It is that simple. It is just an identification with the mind, which leads to the great suffering of humanity. So
exactly.
you would also say, Brian, that all violence, all pain, all suffering is created by the ego.
Yes, because when you are the mind, you believe yourself to be the body as well. And then when you look at another person, you feel or see that they're separate from you. So then, because they're separate from you, you can either treat them in two ways, as a friend or as an enemy.
Wow.
When you treat them as enemies, then naturally violence is already present.
Yes.
Already present. Even if you don't speak, as soon as you treat them as an enemy, violence is present within yourself. And inevitably, that violence can turn into rage. And that rage can turn into physical violence.
Wow. And somebody who acts out of ego, what is that exactly, what that person is acting out? Is that, we already said that's not who you truly are. So what is it that they're acting out? Why are they getting so angry? Why this strong need for negativity?
It's simply because you have a programmed set of behaviors that you've learned from your entire childhood and from all your ancestors, because you have been passed down generation by generation until you are living as this human. So both there is the generational habits and then the culture that you adopt. These two combine themselves and generate a construct of behaviors and ideologies and thoughts and reactions that you then identify yourself with. And because of this, you feel like you're repeating the same things over and over and over again.
Wow.
But wait a minute. As soon as you disidentify from this cycle that occurs, then automatically you're free from it. And because of that, then you can truly do what you want to do and not what your conditioning tells you to do.
I used to work in a kindergarten and I had toddlers there from the age of 1 to 6. And I realized that their ego was developing at the age of 3 or 4, but the age of 1 or 2, they were just egoless. There was no ego inside them. They were just playful, crying when they had to cry, expressing themselves exactly like they want to. So you're saying that at the age of 3, 4 with a child, whenever it happens, they already take in these cultural beliefs, this programming that is being passed on by generations, but now through their parents.
And you know, their environment and culture, whatever classroom they're in. But the difference is that the ego is not firmly established yet. is still in development. So there is a lightheartedness. There's a playfulness to a child. Right about middle school time, that's when the transition really happens, because that's when the hormones kick in. That's when the testosterone from males and the estrogen from women really kick in. And suddenly there's this surge of emotions. And when this happens, typically this is the time where this lightheartedness and this playfulness is lost almost completely. And what's replaced is this very serious teenager. So you may notice that if you have a normal childhood, that your childhood, meaning before middle school, was probably the best time in your life. Yeah. Because there was no firmly established ego yet. You weren't the ego yet. And so because of this, there was a magic. There was a wonder to the world. And so realizing yourself is like that. You return to the state of being a child, but as an adult. You feel light. You feel magical. You feel playful. You feel like life is not serious at all, actually. And it's just the best way to live.
Wow. So what I realized in my awakenings I had, was that I regained this curiosity, this innocence of a child. And you have, and I used to read in the past these books about monks who are almost acting like children. Like everything just is joyful for them. Everything, every interaction. There is a sense of humor on this spiritual journey. But we see on Instagram, we see on social media, we see all these spiritual seekers. We see, especially in the personal development industry, how serious all of this is being taken. Everybody takes themselves so seriously and wants to reach freedom and wants to be better. Is that also the ego that takes itself serious on the spiritual journey?
Absolutely. I mean, in a sense, you have to take it seriously, because if you don't, more often than not, you won't realize yourself. Okay, yeah. So there's two sides to the seriousness. One side is that you have to make realizing yourself your number one goal in life. You're number one, because if you don't, something will always be more important than your own realization. And because of that, you will always be stuck back into ego. So you need realization of yourself to be your number one. It has to be that serious. But at the same time, on the other hand, if I knew what I knew now, then I would approach the spiritual path with a more lightheartedness. Serious, but lighthearted at the same time.
committed to full self-realization, to go beyond the ego, but at the same time, letting go of it, relaxing. Yeah.
Yes.
So often people talk about there is a collective and that there is an individual ego. How would you describe the collective individual, and how do they merge together? How are they connected?
Okay, well, first of all, we must understand that the world exists in dichotomy or duality, meaning good and bad, up, down, left, right, happy, sad. Now, when you look at another human being, you see them as separate, right? The opposite of separateness is unity. So underneath the seeming separateness, there's actually unity. Okay, this exists for both awareness and also for ego. Okay, so everyone's ego appears to be different and separate, but underneath it, they are all actually united, or meaning collective. There is actually only one ego. But that one ego expresses itself through you as the individual ego. So even though it seems like there is only one ego in you only, this is not the case. It's just that the greater ego expressing itself through you.
Wow. So we could say there is one ego. There is one mechanism at work being expressed in every human in a different way.
Yes.
So the root is always the same, but the expression is different. Because I'm mentioning this because I get a lot of questions, I guess you too, from your clients that say, how can I deal with this particular problem? But is there even a particular problem? Is there even a different layer of fear if the root of ego is always the same?
Essentially, all your problems come from the fact that you believe you're the mind. And because you believe you're the mind, then you look at the outside world or your internal world and you create a problem. Because the thought says, I don't want this to be happening. It says that in many ways, but that's the essence of all resistance is, I don't want this to be happening. I don't want her treating me like crap, and I don't want to feel like crap. Either way, it's the same. You resist whatever you're experiencing. When this is gone, this means you have gone beyond ego. There is no more resistance anymore. You may experience old habits of resistance, but underneath that, you accept the resistance completely. So in reality, there is no such thing as resistance. So essentially, the source of all problems in your life is because you believe yourself to be the mind. Period.
Wow. There's a lot of powerful information. And it's not just information, it's the absolute truth.
Yes.
So Brian, what do you tell your clients when they come to you and say, how can I stop overthinking? How can I stop being so afraid? Afraid of rejection, afraid of loss, afraid of public speech, whatever.
You can't stop it. You can't. Because then what you do is your mind says, and since you believe you're the mind, you say, I want to stop this. This is resistance. This is exactly what I just talked about. The only way you can stop overthinking is to realize that you're not the mind, period. So you can't stop overthinking with the mind, meaning you can't try to stop overthinking because trying is the mind. Trying is an emotion. No, the only way to stop is to realize who you are. That is the only way.
So as long as we don't fully realize who we truly are, we can read as many books as you want, we can meditate as much as we want, do as much yoga as we want, practice all kinds of things, but still the realization would not be there because the key point, the key root is missing.
Yes, it's like this. It's like you're watching a film in black and white. No matter what type of film, no matter what type of genre, no matter what, it's always going to be in black and white. That's what it's like to live in ego. However, when you add color to the film, then the film is the same film, but now there's color. So it's the same, but completely different. This is how you stop overthinking. This is how you remove suffering from your life. You add color, meaning you realize yourself. If you don't do this, then you're going to continue to be in a black and white world, metaphorically speaking, and you're going to try to add color by adding black and white. No, it's not possible.
Yeah. So when people say, I got to do this to be free, I got to live in another country, I got to go out of my relationship or have a partner, that's also all the ego trying to trick us into a future event. Because when realization happens, just like you said, we change the reality right now. The movie is not black and white anymore. That same movie we watched over and over or played out over and over becomes colorful.
Yes, exactly. And essentially what you're talking about is past. So the mind exists in time. Meaning it does not really exist in the present moment. It is consists of past habits. So the only reason you claim to be so-and-so today, meaning John or Jill, whoever you are, is because you have an identity of you growing up. So you have a mental image of yourself growing up, all your accomplishments, what you've done in your life, and you claim that this is I. Okay, now if I asked you, if I take away all those thoughts, all past, even all future, who are you when there is no thoughts? Who are you when there is no thoughts? Simple. You can't be the mind. So that's not you.
And to say you're pure consciousness is only a saying, guys. It's not like just when you say on an intellectual level, this is still the mind, right, Brian? When you say, oh, I'm not the mind, I'm pure consciousness, I'm not the ego. But you're saying you can't miss that, right? So you can't, this is, it's not like understanding the intellectual and really experiencing it in your reality, in your direct experience as consciousness is a major difference.
Absolutely. Night and day difference. It's just like the black and white and the color analogy I said before. You're talking about having color, But where's the color? It's still black and white for you. So it's not your experience. The moment color is actually introduced into the film, then it becomes the film's experience. Okay? That is the night and day difference I'm talking about. Is that self-realization will just be a concept to you until it happens to you. And I don't care if anyone believes me. I don't care if anyone thinks I'm enlightened or not. I don't care because it doesn't change my experience. There is something radically different than the way I experienced the world before. I don't care if you call it spirituality, enlightenment, realization, liberation, salvation. I don't care if you believe me or not, because my reality, my God, my reality is heaven. My reality is the best. I can't believe I'm living the way I'm living now compared to the egoic state. So in this way, I know for absolute fact that I have realized myself because it's just completely different than it was before. Completely different.
Wow. So you're saying, because I realized this too, for example, I had a very, very strong awakening recently. You know all about it, Brian, but for the audience right now, and I felt this incredible bliss and energy for a couple of days, but still the ego comes with its storms. You mentioned before that there are old reactions coming up, old, we might even use the word karma here, karma coming up. How does that play out? How do you know that you're realized, fully realized, and you're just experiencing old habits, or you're still trapped in the egoic consciousness?
The number one way the body tells you that you have realized yourself is this peace.
Yes.
Somehow, some way, no matter what happens, there is just this peace that holds everything. I mean, everything. You can be angry, you can be sad, you can be happy, you can be joyful, blissful. It doesn't matter what state you're in. Somehow, some way, there is this peace that is surrounding all of it. And this peace never, ever, ever leaves you. Never leaves you. It never changes and it never leaves you. This is the body's way of telling you that you have realized yourself. And if this peace, I mean, it's not a relative peace, meaning it's not a peace that comes and goes that is here conditionally. No, it is always, always, always there, this peace. And this is the hallmark of realization, that there's just this peace.
I notice this piece, but what I sometimes also notice is that I can really go through strong reactions. Yet, what, like you described, there is something in the background. There is still something which is surrounding, almost hugging, embracing the situation. So, for example, even if a tragic, tragic event happens, you would still experience anger, sadness, misery, but there is a peace as weak as it can be, it's still there.
Yes, and this peace is always there. And this peace automatically forces you, or it's just, I don't even know if force is the right word, but it automatically compels you never to identify with anything that appears within you. So no matter what happens, no matter how close the voice appears or the emotions appear, no matter what, this peace is always there. And this piece, I can't go back into identification. I just can't. It's impossible for me. I have completely gone beyond all identifications. And as a result, I just can't identify anymore. This is how you know that you've realized yourself. And the only way to get to that stage is to cut all identifications from you.
What I realized is that even though when I'm in the process of identifying myself again, like I used to in the past, I'm almost being forced. I like the word you used, but because it very resonates with me, I'm almost being forced into a state of surrendering. It's almost like back in the days, I was almost forced being completely anxiety, worrying, creating all kinds of weird thoughts, negativity, feeling guilt, shame, pain. But now it's almost like I'm being forced to surrender. I'm being forced to go into stillness. I'm being forced to go a level deeper into that peace.
Yes, and essentially what happens is that when you realize yourself, there's still a tremendous amount of habits still left over from when you were in the egoic stage. And one of the strongest habits is identification. meaning to identify yourself with the mind and with the emotion. It comes as the feeling of I, the feeling of I. And this feeling wants to pull you in. But when you realize yourself, this process of identification, as you said, it that you don't identify with that process anymore. You don't identify with the feeling of identification or the feeling of I or the thought yes. of I anymore. And it's automatic. You can never identify yourself with anything anymore because you are yourself always. And because of that, it doesn't matter what the mind comes with, or it doesn't matter because immediately the identification is just not there anymore. And as a result, it just dies. Simple.
That means when you go beyond ego, you have this sort of space between the thoughts and the emotions. And that's why the identification is no longer happening, because yes. you realize yourself as this spaciousness.
You can't force this, guys. Forcing is, I mean, we used the word force earlier, but now I'm going to say it in a different way. You can't force your realization because that's your mind speaking. That's an emotion speaking that's trying to realize yourself. But you're yourself already. You're yourself already. So don't believe these thoughts. Don't believe these emotions. And just rest as awareness. When you do this, then you realize yourself. And then this forcefulness that we talk about will become your reality, where you're just forced to be yourself because you are yourself. But before that happens, don't take our words literally. Just see where they're pointing to and try to somehow intuitively understand what we're talking about so that you can get there yourself.
Wow. And guys, I know that some of you are waiting for exercises right now. You're waiting for a practical plan that Brian is going to give you. But I just want to say something quickly before we go into that. The reason why Brian is talking about it in this kind of way right now is because the exercise and the practice is only a tool, right? Mm-hmm. So it is beautiful that you guys want to practice, that you got, but it's still the mind that wants a step-by-step formula to find freedom. That is why you often hear a spiritual teacher saying over and over, like Brian did right now, that you have to stop the identification. You have to realize yourself as awareness. It might sound ridiculous to a lot of you. I just want an exercise. I just want to know exactly what I need to do. But you don't need anything anymore when you realize yourself as awareness. That's why there is also, would you agree with me on that, Brian, that there is no step-by-step formula to realization?
Yes and no, but yes, there is no such thing as a step-by-step path that is set in stone, because everyone is entangled in the mind and in the ego in unique ways. So what I say to someone, I can't say to another person because it just won't make sense to them. So in a sense, the journey is like this. When I was in high school, I used to be a wrestler, and I used to practice, but obviously I was not a state champion, because when I would practice, I was not competing. I was just practicing, okay? It wasn't until I went to the state championship tournament that I had the opportunity to wrestle for the state championship, okay? So what that means is that practice, meaning spiritual practice, cannot make you into a champion. It can only prepare you for the final championship round that you must face yourself and defeat your opponent, which is the ego, and become a champion yourself. But not in the sense that you become a champion, but when you're a champion, you are a champion. That's what it's like.
And guys, this doesn't mean that you should not meditate and take this literally, like what we're saying right now, that you should never do any spiritual practice. Spiritual practice helped me a lot. I have a whole meditation course on my website. Doing my meditation and breathwork routines for the last couple of years were incredible and are still incredible tools that helped me to realize myself as pure awareness. What Brian is saying here is that you are already the champion. You don't need to meditate for 60 years and then you get it because of step-by-step path. You can realize yourself right now. It's only a tool and a matter of time until you're ready in the present moment to let go of these identifications.
Yes, because essentially what spiritual practices are doing is it's metaphorically increasing your spiritual strength, meaning your ability to not identify. It's increasing this power within you. The final battle, meaning the final step, is to release all identifications. This is the final step. Now, in order to do this, the ego, when you try to do this, the ego will come at you with everything. It will try to force you into identification again, because the only way ego lives is by identification. So when you make the commitment fully to stand, take your stand as awareness, meaning as yourself, and not identify with anything anymore, then this is where your spiritual practice is useful, because now you're ready to do it. You're ready to take the test, to finish, to take the leap of faith, so to speak. So in a sense, yes, spiritual practice is needed to help you with this. But in reality, you can take the stand anytime. It's just whether or not you have the balls or you have the strength to do it.
So realization, at least that's how you and me experienced it, happens in an instant. It's not like a gradual journey where you step by step realize yourself. The realization that you are not the mind, not the ego, the realization of going beyond the ego happens in an instant. And it can only happen, guys, in the present moment. Only. It is an instant, because you can't realize yourself now and later you forget it and then you realize yourself again. This is not how it works. If you're still trapped in these ups and downs constantly, I'm in a good state, I'm in a bad state, I'm in a good state, bad state, it's still a sign. Yes, maybe the identification is weaker and you're getting closer to this instant realization, but this realization has still not occurred.
Yes, the realization, you could say in a way, is you realize essentially that you're the present moment. So why the hell are you waiting? And are you waiting for the future to set you free, when the future only comes as now?
Yeah.
So the spiritual journey implies future. Okay. When you realize that the realization of yourself is present, then you realize that the spiritual journey is nonsense. It makes no sense. You're trying to realize presence in the future? No. You can only realize presence in the present.
Yeah. Wow. That I'm just laughing because I used to talk so much about the future. I used to treat the moment as a means to an end, and I was always waiting. I always had this waiting inside me, waiting until somebody gives me a compliment, waiting until I land a new client, waiting. And all this waiting costs so much resistance, so much resistance. And now there, of course, occasionally I still become aware that I'm still falling into the old habit of waiting because I've done it for all my life. But when this waiting stops, guys, and I guess you can agree with me on that, Brian, when you stop waiting for some future event, like Brian already said, you realize an incredible power, an incredible intensity, an incredible energy, which is available right now to you.
Okay, so I feel like the way I realized myself is applicable to what we're talking about. Essentially, what happened was I woke up, and for some reason, my wife was texting on her phone next to me on her bed. And for some reason, I looked at her wedding ring that I gave her, and it was just in the perfect lights. It was just perfectly visible to me, and I saw the diamond on it. Okay, and then it reminded me of a quote that Papa G used to say. He said, "The diamond is here and now." Okay, and I realized, and I was just like, huh. So I sat down for an hour and I repeated this mantra, you could say, "The diamond is here and now." Meaning I was fed up with the journey. I was absolutely fed up and I didn't care. I didn't care what happened. I didn't care. I'm going to realize myself right now. That's what that statement meant, that the diamond is here and now. And eventually the storm, meaning the mind, came at me with everything and it reached the climax in the last 10 seconds before I realized myself. it was just the most intense. But then it kept saying, I have to do more. I have to do more. I'm not myself. I need to meditate more. I need to do this. I need to do that. But then I said to that voice, the diamond is here and now. And then instantly I realized myself, because what happened was I stopped searching. I stopped searching for myself. I stopped searching for the future. I just realized that I'm always here. I'm always now.
Was everything you did before necessary?
Yes, in a way it was necessary, because I had to become absolutely fed up with the search. Because I was searching, 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 and never finding the answer. I always felt like for a moment I would realize the answer, but then the next day I didn't realize the answer. So what was the point? And I got so fed up, guys. I got so fed up with this
same
journey.
Year. Same
so
year.
So fed up that I just gave it everything. I didn't care anymore. I just the diamond is here and now, and I stuck with this. Absolutely, I held on to this as tight as I could, and I don't care what happened, how long it took, and eventually it just happened. This is what I mean by you had to make your realization the absolute number one in your life. Because as soon as you do, as soon as you're tired of the journey and you're absolutely tired of it, realization is inevitable. It's guaranteed. It is spontaneously going to happen to you.
I agree with you with everything, with every cell in my body. I agree with you, because guys, I experienced the exact same thing. I was so attached. I woke up every single day with pain. I went to sleep with pain. There were not even moments of happiness anymore out of my egoic state. My ego became so fragile that before I experienced so much happiness when I slept with my girlfriend, when I received compliments, it gave me a boost of energy. But it didn't anymore. I was in a state of nothing made me happy. We could almost call it a spiritual depression. I was totally depressed. But this is necessary. Just like Brian already said, this is also happened exact same way with my self-realization, like with Brian. We were both so fed up. We were both looking at all the enlightened people, reading all the books over and over and over again, until there was an awareness inside. We could call it an energy or an awareness. We just had enough. Something literally had enough of the pain, enough of the suffering. And like Brian said already, a stand as awareness. Something inside us took a stand as awareness, ultimately who we truly are, took a stand. And then we move beyond ego.
Yes, it takes great courage, guys. Not in the sense that you have to be a courageous person, but in the sense that you just somehow, some way, you don't know how it's going to happen, guys. No one knows how it's going to happen. But you just make the intention that no matter what happens, I take the stand as awareness, period. And then you realize, I mean, it happened to the Buddha, the same thing. He was on his journey for 8 years. And at the end of his journey, he starved himself so badly that he was so fed up with it that he sat down. He sat down, guys, and said, "It's either I realize the meaning of life or I die." That's what it's like. It's either you. That's the intensity that you must have. It's either you realize yourself or nothing else. And then he realized himself. It's that simple, guys. It's that simple. If you want something more than realization, meaning you want a girlfriend or you want a car, you want money, you want life, you want whatever, you just won't realize yourself. At least for almost all people, this is the case.
And guys, you have to remember that when the Buddha became enlightened, or when he realized himself, whatever word you use, it was a completely different time. It was much more, I would say right now, difficult to realize yourself, because there was literally nobody around him who was realized. But guys, you have to know that right now we live in the most special time. Yes, there is a climate crisis. There can become a nuclear crisis, just one button, pressing one button ahead, like away from happening. And like the intensity is so strong, but because the ego intensity is so strong, at the same time, a shift is occurring right now, an immense awakening shift. We're being fueled with the exact opposite. the spiritual muscle, the spiritual strength, the courage to realize ourselves beyond our ego.
Guys, you have no idea how lucky you are. First of all, I'm not the Buddha, so I was way more lucky than the Buddha, like you said, because you had no one, okay? But for me, I had to travel all the way to India to go and see Muji, and there was thousands of people there.
So thousands, really thousands.
Yeah, there was 2,000 people probably. I wanted to ask him a question so badly, but since there were so many people there, I could not. So I even had to let go of my attachment of asking him a question because it was my vain attempt to achieve enlightenment. Okay, guys, you don't have to travel to India. You have two people in front of you that you can just simply direct message on Instagram or whatever, and you will get an answer to your question. Okay? This is how simple it is now. You don't have to go and travel anywhere. You don't have to be like the Buddha. It's just this simple. You have, they're becoming, realized beings are becoming numerous now, so they're going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And so use us guys, either via direct messages or via our paid coaching experiences, because both actually are going to do the same, but the paid coaching is going to be an immersive, directly unique experience where you can ask as many questions you can get. So this is the benefit of the paid coaching, and the benefit of just the chatting is that, of course, it doesn't cost any money, but you're not going to be able to get as much questions and as much direct answers as you possibly can. So this is the pros and cons that you must weigh for yourself.
Yes. So a really, really powerful question. I think the audience is really, first of all, for everybody who's listening and up until this moment, that means you really want it.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest. Somebody listening for 42 minutes to us two, that person really wants it. That person is ready.
Bravo. And because of that, you're going to be rewarded with the highest teaching right now if you're ready for it. Now, what's the question?
The question was, how can someone spot between ego and, let's use the word, I love it, soul? How do you know if this really can also use intuition or the ego? How does one, because this is a very common question I get asked a lot, how do I know the difference? Because sometimes I trust my intuition or soul, and then it appears to be the ego, and sometimes vice versa.
Okay, so when you're in the egoic state, it feels like these thoughts are my thoughts, my voice, and these emotions are my emotions. And as a result of this, then the question of intuition comes into play. Now, intuition comes into play as a feeling or as a thought that is produced by this feeling of an intuitiveness. But since you identify with this feeling, then it actually becomes a trap. Okay? Real intuition comes from not identifying with anything. Okay? And if that's not possible for you, then the way to true intuition is to identify with the ego less and less and less and less. Because more and more and more, the true intuition will start to come into your life. So it's not a question of how. It's not a question of what do I do to become intuitive. No, it's a question of, can you disidentify, meaning become more and more aware of this voice and of these emotions? That's all it is. Naturally, intuition will come into your life.
So intuition is already there. Guys, the soul is already talking to you, the higher consciousness. But like Brian said, when you disidentify, then you make room, you create space for what truly wants to emerge and grow like a flower through you and wants to blossom into the world.
Yes.
One last question before we end the podcast, which is really, by the way, so powerful. Can the search for enlightenment be an ego trap and hinder us from going beyond the ego?
Yes and no. Because if you believe this journey and you never leave this belief, meaning you never disidentify yourself with the spiritual journey, the belief in a journey, then yes, you're going to be trapped in this journey forever. However, if you use the spiritual journey, meaning you use the desire for the realization of yourself as a vehicle that takes you, metaphorically speaking, from the earth to the moon, then this rocket ship, meaning the journey, takes you to the moon, but you cannot set foot on the moon until you leave your rocket ship, meaning until you disidentify from the spiritual journey. Then when you set foot on the moon, that's when realization happens, metaphorically speaking, meaning you left identification from the journey. So it's useful until you realize it's not useful.
Wow. I think that answers it beautifully.
Yes.
Brian, where can people find you online?
People can find me on Instagram, Santi Manti Man. And you
Santi
can
Manti Man.
You can see my posts. You know, I talk about this stuff in an intellectual way, in an experiential way, but also you can direct message me. Let's talk. Let's see if realization is what you really want to do. Because that's what it's all about, baby. It's all about realization here. That's what it's about.
So guys, message Brian, Santi Manti Man. You're also available on YouTube, right, Brian?
Yeah, same thing, Santi Manti Man.
Santi Manti Man. I'm going to shout him also out on Instagram anyway, guys. So if you watch out for my stories, you're going to find him anyway. I'm going to link him on the podcast in the description. And also, if you watch it on YouTube right now, I'm going to link his YouTube channel and Instagram in my description. So it's going to be super easy to find. Follow Brian, because Brian talks the truth. And Brian also has helped me immensely, because I had this strong awakening. And through Brian making me realize where I am truly and what is occurring to me, I was able to just go beyond my ego. And that alone was enough.
And guys, now this is the ultimate teaching here for those that have actually stayed until this very end. The bonus question, which is the title of this podcast, is how to go beyond ego.
Yes.
The way you go beyond ego is realizing that you are already beyond ego.
Yes.
So you don't have to do anything. You're already beyond ego. This is the highest teaching.
Thank you for joining the podcast, Brian. Let's leave it with these wonderful words.
All right, guys. Take care, and I hope to talk to you guys in the future. Bye, world.
Bye, world.